This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. In his Palm Sunday message titled, Confined, Pastor Scott prompts us to use this time of isolation to grow closer to God. This message was presented on Sunday, April 5th, 2020. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Over 2,000 years ago, Jesus rode into Jerusalem. People laid on blankets and palm leaves. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. So while I'm talking, just to take a note that we will be doing communion at the end of this message. So, you know, grab your juice and your bread now or sometime during the service. We will give you time again. Also, before I forget, if you want to give of your tithe and offering, you can securely give online by texting NHHI to 808-793-5588 and follow the prompts. And once you do that, next time you want to do that, it's automatic. We still got rent to pay and things like that. So if you're still working and if you're able to give, then give. If you're not working and you're not, then don't worry. And if this is not your home church and you're just catching this because somebody else invited you, then give your tithes to your home church. And if you're still really old school and you need to mail it to us, it's HCR2, Box 6617, Keaau, Hawaii, 96749. But, yeah, like I said, man, Palm Sunday, a few thousand years ago, Jesus rode into Jerusalem. This was the last week of his physical being on earth before he got crucified. And this morning, we're just going to honor that Palm Sunday. And why don't we pray? I think that's a good thing. Just bow your heads wherever you may be. Oh Lord, we thank you that we still get to get your word out to all those who are faithful, all those who are able to listen online via Facebook or later on the audio on our website. But Lord, we just pray for this COVID-19 to stop spreading. Lord, we pray for those who have lost loved ones and they cannot even gather to do funerals because of what's going on. And I pray that you would give them comfort. Send them your spirit to comfort them. We pray for our doctors, our nurses, our frontline workers, our officers, our firemen, Lord, that you would protect them from this COVID-19. They go out and work. They put their lives on the line against this invisible virus that is spreading so quickly. So protect them and keep them safe. Lord, protect our families. Help us to use wisdom when we need to go out or when we need to stay home, so that we can stop the spread of this virus. Lord, we are grateful that we can still do this. We thank you and we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Well, good morning, my family. Man, I really, really miss my church family. Even my children, we haven't been gathering for dinners because of the rules put in place, but I really miss my Christian family, my church family. I really miss the hugs and the high fives. I really do. And because of this virus going around, we're ordered to stay indoors, stay at home, and only go out for necessary things. You know, it reminds me like Jesus. He often went away by himself to be alone. To get rest. And no matter how busy he was, he always took the time to get alone, to get rest, to seek guidance from the Father. And there were so many times when people were following him, were pursuing him. And I say pursue, not in a bad way, but they were like seeking him, trying to get to him for healing, for teaching, for help. And I think much like the demands of the world today, we get demands from work, from our bosses. Do this, do that. We get demands from at home, you know, from maybe from our spouse. You get demands from your pastors, our children, you know. Everywhere we go, something demands our attention. And we get busy, busy, busy. You know, like I said, much of the demands of the world too, we get demands from all over the place. Something demands our attention. And we get busy, busy, busy. And a while back, I spoke about being busy, and I said that busy could stand for being under Satan's yoke. Meaning Satan can keep us so caught up in good things that we forget the important things. Spending time with God. Spending time with family. He can keep us so busy working, setting up church, serving food, cooking food, doing ministry, that we forget to sit at His feet and just stop and listen for a moment. So in this time that we are ordered to stay confined, let me ask you this. How much house cleaning have you done? How much television have you watched? Did you cut your grass? Did you finish your home projects? Did you do some gardening? Have you done these things? That's great. Now let me ask you this. How much time do you spend praying? How much time do you spend reading your Bible? Studying your Bible? If you didn't do any of these last three questions, then maybe we need to think. That's why God allowed this virus to keep us confined and isolated. To be still, to sit at His feet. Maybe you think it's time to, He did this, He allowed this to clean your house or to fix your house. Maybe they did this to so that you would spend time with your spouse. Maybe He really allowed this to happen so that you would pray more, that you would read more the Bible. Question to ask, what can I do in this season of lockdown that would make me better? You know, in Hawaii, we love to barbecue. And when we barbecue, we marinate some meat. And if you don't marinate it long enough for the sauce to get through and permeate the whole meat, then you kind of lack on the flavor. And then you got to improvise by making some dipping sauce or doing something like that. But when you marinate meat long enough, and the sauce penetrates and permeates throughout the meat. Wow, what great flavor. Well, we get this time of solitude, confinement, and I think it's our time to marinate in God's Word, in God's presence, so that when we get out of this lockdown, we would be so much better, so much stronger, so much wiser, and much more complete. We can come out of this lockdown, this confinement, in two ways. We can come out better and closer to God, or worse, further away from God. We can fill ourselves with movies, or we can fill ourselves with scriptures. We can sit at the feet of God. So the point is, number one, be still. Be still. Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. We should be sitting still before God every day, being still, because when we're not still before God, then He allows stuff to happen to get our attention. He allows things to happen so that we can slow down and we can honor Him. Listen to what that still small voice has to say and reconnect to Him and to family. It's time for us to marinate and soak in God's presence. What was the longest time that you sat still before God, either praying or listening? I mean, if you sat still and just was silent. Sometimes you try to time yourself And a minute is actually a very long time. But we get to sit still and listen to God's voice. Try a minute, try five, then 10, then 30. And I don't want to hear an excuse like I don't have time. Maybe we need to just shut off the TV or the radio and be still and listen for that still small voice. You know, when you sit still and hear and listen, and if you must speak, then pray. Pray that this virus would stop spreading. Pray for our leaders, our government, our churches. Pray for our city, our economy, our students. Even pray for your enemies. And then in between your prayers, just be silent and listen for the things God would have to say to you. Start with a minute, go to five, and try to see if you can train yourself to be still for 30 minutes. And even when this lockdown is lifted, it will become a habit that we would sit still before the Lord. In Lamentations 3:25, Jeremiah wrote this, "The Lord is good to those who depend on Him, to those who search for Him. So it is good to wait quietly for the salvation from the Lord. And it is good for people to submit at an early age to the yoke of discipline. Let them sit alone in silence beneath the Lord's demands. Let them lie face down in the dust, for there may be hope at last. Let them turn the other cheek to those who strike them and accept insults of their enemies. For no one is abandoned by the Lord forever. Though he brings grief, he also shows compassion because of the greatness of his unfailing love. For he does not enjoy hurting people or causing them sorrow." Here's the thing to ask yourself. Am I depending on God? Are we searching for him here? Are we searching for him in this time? Here Jeremiah writes, "It is good to wait quietly for God to come and save us." And when he says to bear the yoke of discipline, he means that you and I need to willingly come under God's discipline and learn what he wants to teach. There is no better time to sit still and ask God, "What can I learn during this time?" And for us, I think we need to look at these factors in listening and obeying. One of them is we need to sit silently and reflect what God wants. And then we need to be repentant and humble. We need self-control in the face of adversity. Confident patience, and we need to depend on God to bring about loving lessons in our lives. During this season, God has things for us to learn. Are you willing? Are you humble? Are you reflecting on what God is trying to teach you? In 1 Kings 19, this is a story about Elijah. He had just defeated 500 prophets of Baal. What a wonderful story. And now Jezebel threatens his life. And he gets kind of in a mode and he's depressed and he kind of runs away. He ended up in a cave. And in 1 Kings 19, starting in verse 9, "Then he came to a cave and lodged there, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said to him, 'What are you doing here, Elijah?' He said, 'I've been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the sons of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I alone am left. They seek my life to take it away.' So he said, 'Go forth and stand on the mountain before the Lord.' And behold, the Lord was passing by. And a great strong wind was rending the mountains and breaking in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, the earthquake. but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of gentle blowing. And when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went and stood at the entrance of the cave. And behold, the voice came to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Then he said, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts. For the sons of Israel have forsaken your covenant, turned on your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I alone am left, and they seek my life to take it away." The Lord said to him, "Go return your way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when you have arrived, you shall anoint Hazael the king over Aram, and Jehu the son of Nimshi, you shall anoint him king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, you shall anoint as prophet in your place." God didn't speak to Elijah in some big noisy way, not through the wind, not through the earthquake, not through the fire, but in a gentle blowing. And now it's a time for you and I to be still, to sit in quiet peace and listen for God's voice. Be still in this season. Be still and listen. Number two, stay connected from afar. Like I said, it's like an oxymoron. Stay connected from afar. 1 Peter 5:8-9 says, "Be of sober spirit. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experience of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world." See, I believe that the devil is trying to isolate us, to single us out so he can divide and conquer us. But we, you and I, we need to be on the alert. We need to be praying. We need to be strengthened. We need to stay connected from a distance. We still have our phones, and now is a chance to use social media. I know some people don't like Facebook, but now is a time we can use it for good. We have FaceTime. We can stay connected to our loved ones. We have Zoom where we can hold meetings. And we can still text. We can do Facebook Live if you have an account. For me, you know, we can't do our weekly devotions on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. We can't do our leadership class on Fridays. And it's very difficult because I really miss doing that with our guys. We can't even do men's ministry or women's ministry. So we have these electronics that we can stay connected. For our devotional group, I've been having them text the scripture title, their devotional title and the scripture address, just as a way to keep each other accountable. And we can do that. We can still be productive. We can still isolate, but we still can stay connected. You know, it doesn't have to be early in the morning, or it can be any time of the day, as we just text our devotion title with the address, just so it's an accountability thing and it's an encouragement thing, because we still can read and look up and study others' devotions. So, you know, in this time, in this season, where we are ordered by the government to stay at home, to only go out for necessary things, you know, if you're like a teacher, or if you got to work from home, you know, there is a lot of time to stop and to listen. And some questions I might want you to ask yourself while you're isolated is, here it is: what does God want me to learn in this season? Because I believe this COVID-19 can have a purpose. Yeah, and you know, and for each person, it might be different. And what does God want me to learn in this season? For some, maybe he wants you to slow down. Maybe he wants you to sit still and listen to his voice. Maybe he wants you to spend time with your spouse. Could be. But ask yourself this question, what does he want me to learn? And the second one, who can keep me accountable to be still? Who can keep you accountable to sit still? Sit at the Lord's feet and learn and be quiet and listen and pray. Someone just got to ask you, were you still before God today? Did you sit at his feet? Did you do your devotion? Not in a nagging way, but an encouraging way. And number three, who can I send an encouraging message to? You know, maybe you miss your worship team, because I do. Maybe we could send a text to them. Maybe it's someone who is locked down in New York or California or somewhere in Florida, wherever it may be. But who can I send an encouraging message to? And if you don't have the technology, then hey, there are still letters, address, and stamps. It still works. I do that every week. So think about those questions and ask yourself, what am I learning this season? For me, I am learning how to use social media, how to get God's word out. You know, I could be reading a lot more and watching less movies. As it is already, we're watching less sports because there is no sports to watch, only reruns. Man, if I could bet on those reruns, I would make a lot of money. When you are still before God, when you sit down in your quiet place, get a pad of paper and a pen. Because when God speaks, you're going to want to write these things down because they're going to be good. And I don't think God will get mad as you write as he speaks. Write it down. And not only that, but if he asks you to do something, be obedient. Here's the bottom line. Use this time alone to hear from God, to bond with your spouse and your family. I want all of us, you and I, my church family, I want all of us to come out of this season. Whether it's to the end of April, to the end of May or what, I want you and I to come out of this season better. What the devil is devising to divide us and conquer us, let God use this to make you and I better. So when we gather, we would be stronger. We would be more complete, more mature. We would be filled. What the devil meant for harm, God can use for good. We are going to take communion now. So if you didn't get your bread and your juice ready, go ahead, take a minute. James has drove down from his house to lead us in communion. So we're going to get him up here in a second. So you at home, grab your elements, and we will be with you in a second.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, New Hope East Hawaii members and everybody who's watching. I'm James, and we're going to do communion. But before that, I would like to share how my week was. Those of you who don't know, I work at Puna Rock in a rock quarry, and I'm the scale house attendant, and I'm cashier and everything, so I help customers. And this week was a kind of busy, rough week, and I noticed my attitude was getting, it wasn't the greatest towards customers. You know, we asked, we're open for the government jobs and stuff, but we didn't turn away customers. And for the past week, we've been really busy with people picking up essential rock. Well, I understand they're bored at home, and but I was getting a bad attitude and thinking to myself, why they won't listen and stay home, and so keep me, so because I don't want to get sick and bring home the thing to my family. But then God spoke to me and said, I gotta change my attitude. I can't show people God with an attitude and customer service like that. And I really do pride myself in my customer service. And I just had to stop, pray, and ask God for forgiveness. And just, you know, just think of it as I just gotta keep doing my job the best I can and show Jesus by the way I work. And, you know, with this hectic times, that's all us Christians, or even if you're not a Christian, we can do is just stay steadfast and just be a rock to someone and not try to show fear or panic, because some people are fearful from this. And what I really, we all got to do is just focus on God, focus on Jesus, not focus on, I shouldn't have focused what people are doing. I just focus on what Jesus is doing right now in our lives. And this being April, this is the one of the most important months where he gave his life for us. He shed his blood for our sins. And this is why we do communion at our New Hope East Hawaii every first Sunday of every month, to remember what he did for us. So if those of you ready, you get your bread and wine ready. On that night, Jesus sat down with his disciples and he spoke to them and he told them what was going to happen. His body was going to be broke. He was going to be whipped and he was going to bleed and he was going to die. So on that night, he took a piece of bread, he broke it into pieces, he gave it out, and he told his disciples, "This is my body which is given for you. Take the bread and do this in remembrance of me." Everybody take up the bread. And then in the same way, he took a glass of wine and he said, "This is the cup of the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink it." Everybody think of the wine. All right, let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for his blood, for saving us for our sins. Father, we ask you to just give us wisdom and guidance through this time. And just let us focus on you. You're the solution. And just not let us worry about anything else. And just let us learn from you. And just pray that we spend more time with you. And we just give you all the thanks and praises. In your Son's mighty name, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, James. Well, that kind of does it for our service this morning. I hope all of you will be safe. Use wisdom when going out. Next week, well, it'll be so different next week. We'll be doing Easter online. So I hope you join us next week. We're going to do our Easter service via Facebook. If you need to catch the audio, you can catch it later on this afternoon on our New Hope East Hawaii webpage. And the notes for next week will be there also. I'll get it up this week. But thank you so much for joining us. Let's send out encouraging words to one another. Let us sit still and figure out what God wants us to learn during this season. God bless you all. Have a fantastic week, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. During this season of social distancing, New Hope East Hawaii is not gathering at Christian Liberty Academy, but rather is using the New Hope East Hawaii Facebook page and newhopeasthawaii.com to stay connected with one another. For more information, call us at 808-935-6651 or visit newhopeasthawaii.com.